there, boils and ghouls. It is the Halloween month, the October month, the pumpkin month, the zombie month, the ghoulie month, October. And we are here talking about horror films on the 4K Blu-ray review. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I can barely contain myself. Yes, I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, but also the Multimedia Men Podcast Network on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We can find this 4K Blu-ray review podcast along with my bloody podcast about horror movies, Wrestling is Everything podcast about wrestling, pro wrestling. And then we have The Unbalanced Note, the music podcast, as well as Mediocrity, the very nerdy podcast, comics and video games, Star Wars, yo! So yes, we're all here. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher Radio, subscribe to Multimedia Men or Boomstick Comics on there. You'll type it in, you'll see it, subscribe, you'll have a good time, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll throw up sometimes. Maybe not. I don't know. Hopefully in the car. Yes, let's talk about the fantastic episode today, this movie. Again, we've talked about a Dagon Vestron series. We're going to talk about another Vestron series of Lionsgate, movie that's been released. It is called Beyond Reanimator. Yes, it is the third and final film out of this Reanimator franchise. If you know what the Reanimator is, good for you. We love you already. It is Preston Bartas' favorite film. Yes, it is. He eats, sleeps, breathes that movie. Maybe a few other things. We're just not quite sure. I've seen videos, allegedly. So, Beyond Reanimator is the third film. Of course, Reanimator, super gory horror fun film about a doctor bringing dead people back to life. That just doesn't go the way he planned. And then they made a sequel called Bride of the Reanimator, very much like Bride of Frankenstein. And now we have Beyond Reanimator, which is super, super fun. The original film was made by Stuart Gordon, who did make Dagon. This one, however, is made by Brian Usna, who has worked with Stuart Gordon on Dagon and a few other things. This film absolutely features Jeffrey Combs, who was in the original Reanimator film. He is a horror legend, icon actor. We love him. So yes, 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 yes. What is Beyond Reanimator about? So if you're unfamiliar with Reanimator, yes, it's about this nerdy doctor who has an experiment, and he finds this serum that brings dead people back to life, and he wants to bring him back to life. And he does. He's successful. However, these brought back to life people just have to kill everyone. And it's very gory. It's very fun. So this film takes place 14 years later, after the massacre that happened in Reanimator. And it has Dr. Herbert West, played by Jeffrey Combs, the good doctor, who has been serving a prison sentence due to, what happened in the previous films. So he is in prison, but he's not just in a cell per se. He has like kind of a lab per se, but he doesn't have any subjects. So for the last 14 years, he's been bettering his experiments with rats in the prison, which is super fun. So he actually discovers a new way to bring them back to bring people back. And it's called like this nanoplasmic energy, which means like when these rats die, through way of mostly electrocution, he can bottle this energy into like a device and connect it to a dead person, and kind of like a light bulb, it like makes these people, these dead people, come back to life, and not just like zombie like. They regain memories. They can be like human. They have feelings. You know, all the stuff. You know, they have motor skills. So all seems on the up and up here in Beyond Reanimator. Meanwhile, a young doctor comes to the prison to work with Dr. Herbert West to further his research. This young doctor falls in love with a journalist who's doing a story on the prison, and then there's the warden who also likes this journalist. So there's a ton of other characters, but these four characters are kind of like the main ones here. And there's like a love triangle that works out to Dr. Herbert West's, Jeffrey Combs, evil will, I don't know. But people die, and basically they ask Dr. Herbert West to bring back this corpse that is loved by them. It happens. It's a success. It's a success. Ha, play on words. And then all hell breaks loose. There is a prison riot. And with all the prisoners, all the guards, all the wardens, and everybody, you can't tell who's a zombie, who's a killer, who's the undead, who's part of this new experiment. Everybody's getting killed. There's gore. There's guts. It is over the top. Gross. This is like extreme gore type shit. Super fun. Very funny. Not in the least bit scary per se, but oh my God, you're going to have a ton of fun with this if you can stomach it. So what I love about this film, it reminds me a little bit about Silence of the Lambs, in that you kind of root for Hannibal Lecter, where in this case, Dr. Herbert West is that Hannibal Lecter type of character. And even at the end, out of all this chaos, we see the good Dr. Herbert West, even like the good Dr. Hannibal Lecter, you know, putting on his glasses. He's outside of the grossness and everything, outside of the cell, outside of everything. And he's in the open. He's just walking down the street again. I love that. And it pisses me off that there's not another sequel to this. We need another film because they need to continue this story. Oh my God. It is a fun film. It is a prison film. It is a zombie film. It is a gory movie. It is so much fun. Interestingly enough, this movie the movie originally premiered on the Sci-Fi Channel, well, in theaters, but the Sci-Fi Network, Sci-Fi Channel, bought the distribution rights, and when they aired it on the Sci-Fi Channel, they made it PG. And if you've seen this movie, and if you see this movie, you're like, holy shit, how do they make this movie PG? Because it is like hardcore R, meaning for like nudity and gore and shit like that. So basically, you probably only got a 5-minute movie out of it if you watch the TV cut. But oh my goodness, it is not the case with the original film. It is so much fun. Yes, Vestron Video did a good job here. The video itself is pretty decent. There are a few problems with it. Some of the compression issues, kind of like fluctuating between grain elements and like kind of just like how it looks, like either like detail or soft. You kind of get that from here and there. It's very weird in that aspect. So the brightness, as well as like the black levels in any given scene, can fluctuate as well. It's not just consistent all the way through. Other than that, it's actually pretty cool. Pretty cool video presentation in 1080p. The colors are fairly bright and vibrant, with the blood reds, the neon green serum. The bright flashing lights here and there. It looks pretty good, even in darker sequences in the drab prison. They look good. CGI looks decent. It wasn't a very expensive film to make, so CGI here and there kind of looks okay. But mostly it's practical effects, which are pretty fun. Detail, you could see the practical effects makeup of the gory wounds and guts and brains and all sorts of other shit. Close-ups of the facial pores, wrinkles, individual hairs look great. Black levels are deep for the most part. Skin tones are natural when not dead. So yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. But yeah, that color of the green ooze really stands out and everything. Good video presentation. Talk about the audio for a minute. Comes with a DTS HD Master Audio 5.1, and it is so much fun. The entire soundtrack fully takes life with all the prison sounds, people yelling and screaming, banging on the bars, doors clanking. like the light bulb and experiment type sounds all sound great. There's a low end to it. There's good bass. The score adds all the fun elements to it. I would say it's a very fun soundtrack. Dialogue is crystal clear, easy to follow, and free of any pops, cracks, or hiss. So yeah, decent audio as well. And you'll love all the crunchy, gooey audio effects here. You just it'll make you on the edge of your seat. It makes you want to slurp some soup or rice pudding or something. I'm sorry, folks. I had to do it. So, extras. What do we got here as far as extras here from the Vestron video released of Beyond Reanimator on Blu-ray? We have an audio commentary with director Brian Yuzna, who talks about making the film, taking where Stuart Gordon left off, furthering the storyline, having all the practical effects, the sci-fi channel, all that fun stuff. A lot of good memories here. Definitely worth listening to. Interestingly enough, on this Vestron video, this is not a, Twilight Time video release, but that Twilight Time loves to add score-only tracks to their Blu-rays, which means, like, you can click that and you won't get any dialogue or sound effects in the film, just the score. So here we have isolated score selections here. Throughout the movie, with interviews throughout the movie with composer Xavier Capellas. It's presented in stereo, and it's very interesting. So I guess throughout the movie and very short bursts, you'll hear the composer talk about the score and the film and hear the score selections, interestingly enough. There is a 19-minute interview with Brian Yuzna on the disc called Beyond and Back, where he talks about making the film. More stuff like the commentary track. There is a 16-minute extra called Six Shots by Midnight, where it's an interview again with S.T. Joshi, like on Dagon, where he talks about the Lovecraft tone and other parts of the film. There are several production galleries where you can look at still images of the promo art, behind-the-scenes stuff, and whatnot. That lasts about 20 minutes. There is a vintage featurette of behind-the-scenes and interviews with the cast and crew that's kind of like a promo fluff piece. That's 18 minutes long. There is the music video for Move Your Dead Bones by Dr. Reanimator, 5 minutes long. Fantastic, amazing. And then there are a couple theatrical trailers, about 4 minutes long for the film. Damn good. So yes, this movie, yes, 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 normally goes for about $40. It's about $20 online. Buy this movie if you're into the gory, hilarious, fun horror realm. Definitely, if you're a fan of Reanimator, you're going to want this, Jeffrey Combs. I mean, for any horror fan, this is one that you want in your wheelhouse for sure. If you want to wait till it goes down cheaper, I don't know if it will, because Vestron tends to be a little more expensive, but it is a collector series. So yes, Beyond Reanimator, super, super, super fun. Highly recommended. You'll love it. Yeah, I'm Brian Kluger. This is the 4K Blu-ray review. Until next time.